May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I forgot to give fair warning before I proclaimed that gospel text because I was going to ask which words struck out more, blessed or woe? What affected your mind the most? Let's not be too quick to answer that question. Technically, both Kathy and I are members of Bethel in Hudson. They do, as well as the church I just served in White Bear Lake, a meal each month at the Dorothy Day Center in St. Paul to feed the down and out in St. Paul. And when Kathy got me going on this, I wasn't actually all that thrilled with doing it, namely because it was a Sunday afternoon. I thought, oh, I want to watch the Packers. But once we began doing that, I sort of enjoyed actually the preparation, the camaraderie with the other people from Bethel, serving the meal, and even the short bit of cleanup that we had to do. But serving that meal impacted me in two different ways. The first one was a really, really positive encounter, especially when people showed gratitude. They'd say, thank you, God bless you, and it was a joy to feed these people who showed genuine appreciation for the effort that we had made that day and for the gift of nutrition offered to them. But then there were the others. And you know there are always others. They didn't show much gratitude. They didn't show much politeness. Sometimes they'd actually show annoyance, and sometimes you thought, what in the world are you doing here? And sometimes they wanted more. And those were the people that affected me most because I felt like, okay, there by the grace of God go I. Because had I not sobered up, maybe I too would have been on the streets needing that kind of help or assistance. It also struck me, too, that that's where God most often is. When we have the blessed today, we have to let go of our modern-day conceptions of what being blessed means, because we have all kinds of false messages out there, and people like Joel Osteen and others will say that it means happy, but it does not. Nothing like that at all. It doesn't even mean to be satisfied. To be blessed in this context from the Sermon on the Plain means to know that God is with you. That's all it means to be blessed. It doesn't mean that your wealth, your possessions are any kind of sign of God's favor at all. And if we think that, then that's a whole bunch of animal manure. Nothing could be further from the truth. God does not work that way. We want to think God works that way because we wonder how in the world can people who don't have anything, those who are hungry, be blessed. But again, we have to let go of our way of thinking of what blessed is. Again, the biblical means of blessing is to realize that God is with us in the here and now and in the situation. And when Jesus comes down on the Sermon of the Plain, it's where the dregs of humanity are. This is actually the harder version of the Beatitudes for us to listen to, because St. Matthew's version is on the mount, the high place, and it's more obtuse. It doesn't say, blessed are the poor. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit. But no, this is the more concrete you. And God speaks to us directly. As I've said before, and often God speaks through Scripture. And Jesus says in verse 27, if you listen to these words, then I'm talking to you. And God is speaking to each and every one of us and saying, hey, blessed are the poor, the outcast, the downtrodden, not necessarily those whom you think are blessed. Which makes sense because all throughout Scripture, God sides with the poor. In both the Old or Hebrew Testament and the New or Greek Testament, God always says, hey, if you want to see me, if you want to find me, go to the widow, the orphan, the sinner, the outcast, the unclean, and that's where I'll be. Not on the mountain where you think I'm going to be, not with the good people where you think I'm going to be, but I'm going to be with the least, those who might surprise you. Those are the ones who are blessed because I'm with them. Now, what about those awful woes? See, they strike me because I fit that bill. Actually, most of us in the room fit that bill. We might not think of ourselves as rich, but we'll eat today. Most of the world won't have three meals, let alone one, but we will. We are incredibly fortunate compared to much of the world, but that does not mean that we're blessed. But the woe is not a damnation either. The woe is actually the equivalent of the word yikes, which means you have a chance to wake up, to turn around and to see yourself as a loser. Yes, I say that purposely. We're all called to see ourselves as losers. Because the reality is, no matter how good we may have it, if we all take a really, really good long look in the mirror, long enough to forget about the blemishes, long enough to forget about the stray hairs or missing hairs, long enough to forget about the wrinkles, but look deeply into the soul, you're going to see things that only God can fix, that you can't fix. You're going to acknowledge that you need God. And when we acknowledge that we need God, then we acknowledge that we are losers. And then when we acknowledge that we are losers, those whom are different from us, those whom we see as less than, aren't so far off. Actually, they're all in the same boat. That all of us, no matter who we are in need of God. When we see that we're in need of God and that we can't fix things, then we realize that God is with us too. And that's what it is to be a saint, to realize that we need the healing power of Jesus and that Jesus is here for each and every one of us and that Jesus fixes what we cannot fix. So again, being blessed is to realize that God is with us in the here and now. Doesn't always feel like it helps, I'll acknowledge that. But God is here. Here now and promising company for eternity and a far better future. But until then, what do? Well, we go on doing the work of being saints, because that's what we are. We're not the blessed saints in light yet who've showed us the way, and let's face it, we wouldn't be here had it not been for them showing us the way. But we are saints on earth, called to the rest of the sermon Jesus gives, especially the very last line where he says, "Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you." And that's what it is to be a saint, to know that we're losers in need of God's grace, and also realizing that we're called, each and every one of us, into ministry to help the other losers and to be one with them. Because God is one with us and we are blessed. With that, what else can we say and will say? But to God be the glory now and forever. Amen.